Well, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Ed Mullins from the Sergeants Benevolent Association, and so timely because, Ed, the NYPD is under siege from everyone in the streets, from the mayor, from the governor. I mean, I'm sure you loved the governor's comments yesterday that the NYPD didn't do a very good job the other night with the riots. Ed, welcome to the show. Your thoughts?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Look, NYPD is no doubt under attack, and, you know, what the people in New York City have to realize is that if we're under attack, so are you. We are unable to, you know, secure the city right now. And, you know, last night looked like it was a better night. This went on, you know, 5-6 days. We've had riots occurring. But NYPD has been holding back. Last night was the first night mounted units were utilized. And we're kind of locking the barn door after the horses are gone, so to speak. You know, Soho was destroyed, parts of Brooklyn, Fordham Road in the Bronx, areas of the Upper East Side, Midtown Manhattan. And last night was the point of, okay, we've had enough. What we've been witnessing is not protests. What we've been witnessing is riots. People who protest don't do this. And unfortunately, NYPD, you know, and with the governor's comments, he painted everyone with the same brush. I tend to think, and I am going to call him on it, if he's talking about the administration of the NYPD, who has failed to allow the cops in the street to do their job. Mayor de Blasio and mayors across the country who are, you know, filled with this progressive left-wing agenda. You know, if you go down and you look at all the broken glass, well, that's their version of broken windows. This is what America is seeing, of broken windows, of hands-off policing. And it's not fair to people in the small businesses, in the communities where they rely on these stores, that we are sitting back based on fear of dealing with delicate and sensitive situations. People need to come to a table. People need to have open dialogue. I welcome that with anyone to sit down and bring people to a table, bring the police unions to a table. It's never been done to bring the police unions in and get to the men and women who work these jobs and ask, how do we do real reform? And this right. is something that needs to happen.
Yeah. To your point about our mayor, who I'm no fan of, Ed, there's a very good, and I call your attention to this piece on Vanity Fair's website. Also, I call it to our listeners' attention as well. In fact, we can post it on our website later on. Very good piece by Diana Falzone. She's talking to cops on the beat, and of course, they can't give their names because, you know, they don't, you know, they can get in trouble if they speak on the record. But they all are telling her they are getting no direction about what to do from this mayor. This is a complete failure of the leadership of Mayor de Blasio. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, but I also believe that there's a point where the people who are charged with leading the NYPD need to make a decision to do what's right. If you're the police commissioner, you're the chief that are there, and the mayor gives orders of how he wants his police, and they're outwardly wrong where property and people are being injured, there's somewhere along the line you have to disobey and do what's right. You have to challenge it. If it means costing you your job, then it costs you your job. And you tell everyone why it costs you your job. But you did what was right for the people that you swore to protect. We can't turn a blind eye just because we're fearful of doing our jobs. The NYPD has a policy where they want police officers to report corruption on each of them. And the number one callers who do that are other police officers. So why then is it different for the chiefs and the commissioners who fail to do what's right because of the politics that's involved? Men and women in the streets have had Molotov cocktails thrown into their cars, bricks thrown at them. We had a sergeant that was run down yesterday in the Bronx, that was deliberately run down yesterday in the Bronx. And you refuse to take police action because the mayor has an agenda? I mean, this is wrong. This is totally wrong. And the people of New York City, they know this. They know that it's wrong. Why do you think there's a petition out there now to get rid of the mayor?
Yeah, there is a petition online to remove the mayor. We're on with Ed Mullins, Sergeants Benevolent Association. Ed, you very vocally called for the president to send in the troops. I was surprised to hear you say that. Is that because you feel your hands are tied, that the police can't handle it by themselves?
We need. No, I got to be honest with you, Lynn, is that NYPD is more than capable of handling this situation. We've done this for years. We have every bit of equipment that's needed. We have 35,000 police officers. But that means nothing if you don't let them do the job. And what's missing is the leadership to take the lead and say, here's what we're doing. If the governor doesn't send in the National Guard to protect the city of New York, then what's left? What's left for NYPD to do if no one's going to take direction and give the lead? Well, the only thing that's left is the President of the United States, and he has the authority to do something. It was done in California back during the Rodney King days when the military did enter the city. Now, we're not trying to turn the city into a military zone, but what about the working people, the poor people that are trying to survive? If you call 911 and we're not allowed to respond, who helps you? Who's going to help you? That's just not right that this is what's going on. And these are based on the mayor's policies. If you can't get him to do it, then who's going to do it? And the governor needs to step in. He needs to take control and overshadow this mayor. It shouldn't make a difference. At the end of the day, our job is to do what's right for the people of the city and for the cops on the street and for justice reform that's going to occur. I welcome anyone to sit at a table. I will bring police unions across the country to a table to sit down and work with politicians. But we're dealing with phony politicians right now, people that have now decided we're giving my money back to law enforcement. Well, look at their track records. Look what they vote on. They're elected officials. They waffle with the votes anyway. So what's the difference in what's taking place? What do you really stand for?
Ed. Unfortunately, we've got to run, but we thank you so much. We're very grateful for your time and keep up the good work, huh, Ed?
Thank you.
We're big. Have a good day. We're big supporters of the police around here, Ed.
I appreciate that. I know you are, and you know you have no idea what that means to everybody in the street. Everyone does follow you.
Thanks, Ed.